Niño. El Niño. Don't they call it El Niño, La Niña, and the Gore Effect?
La Niña.
La Niña and the Gore Effect. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with Denver Bible Church, and I'm here to help.
Hey, Doug, thanks. El Niño, we know what that is.
Yes, that's the warming trend in the oceans.
Off the Pacific.
Yes.
Because
El Niño.
Really, there's, what, 10,000 volcano, the Ring of Fire?
Yeah, that's
and that's all from Noah's flood. And so La Niña is when you got a cool wind off the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And El Niño is warm.
And the Gore Effect is...
The Gore Effect, well, wait a second.
When there is a global warming conference,
yeah,
the temperatures plummet.
Like the one going on in Skål? I mean, Copenhagen?
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, what? What's the weather there?
Well, they've got...
if the
freezing...
Gore Effect is an actual phenomenon...
If it is...
Then we should see...
There's mounting evidence that it is.
It reflected in the weather
in Copenhagen. Yeah, so they have freezing temperatures and 4 inches of snow in the Danish capital overnight during the Copenhagen conference.
No, now, you are kidding. You brought in that weather report, and
of course.
I don't believe it.
No, this is from the Bloomberg Wire. I wouldn't make this up.
It can't be true.
Now,
but normally it's freezing there, right?
It's
mid-December. No. Normally you would expect it to be an ice box.
Denmark, according to the Bloomberg, has a maritime climate and milder winters than its Scandinavian neighbors. Bob, it hasn't had a white Christmas for 14 years.
And you mean they got a blizzard?
They got a blizzard.
During the global warming conference?
Yes. And you're asserting the possibility that this is the Gore Effect?
I
want to state unequivocally now. The debate is over on the Gore effect. The debate is over. Anyone who doubts it, it's like denying the Holocaust. The Gore effect is real.
It is real.
There's no more debate. Don't be a denier.
You know, they should bring relief to people in third world countries along the equator somewhere. They should hold their global warming conferences on the equator in the summer.
Bogota, Colombia next time in August.
Bogota. Colombia.
They could use some cool weather in the summertime.
That would be merciful to millions of people.
Yeah.
A few snowflakes in August in Bogota.
They need it.
Wow.
It's just hilarious to watch the...
Right before the show, I printed out for you a webpage. It's one page. It's got to be the funniest page on the internet. Everything is caused by global warming.
So this is a complete list of things caused by global warming available to anyone at numberwatch.co.uk.
Yeah, NumberWatch. You could just Google a complete list of things caused by global warming.
This is
hysterical. All right, so you got a list and I got a list. Why don't we each, we can't, there are 600 news stories.
This will take up the whole show.
About things that are caused by global warming.
Yeah.
The first one is acne. That's the first one. So you got
acne?
The media scaring the whole world.
Acne.
I mean, how do you mobilize teenagers who watch MTV to fight against global warming?
Blame acne.
You tell them acne is a result of global warming, you twit.
There you go. Now, the one that caught me first was earth melting. The earth melting.
The earth is...
Now, that would have to be some pretty significant warming for the earth to melt.
I like the ones that are contradictory, that are self-contradictory.
Is there some of those in there?
Yeah, like... Antarctic ice is shrinking, and Antarctic ice is growing.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, we did the news story, there was 1 million square kilometers of additional ice in Antarctica.
Right, I remember that.
Because of global warming. Additional ice, it was growing. So whether it shrinks or grows, it's because of global warming.
Well, there's been a noted salinity reduction.
Salinity
reduction and... A salinity increase have both been attributed to global warming.
Not only that, specifically in the Atlantic. The Atlantic is more salty, and the Atlantic is less salty.
Mm-hmm.
According to the media, because of global warming, how about fish?
How about those fish?
Bigger fish.
I've got fish going deaf.
Fish.
Fish going deaf. It's right there. Fish deaf. That's right next to evolution accelerating.
It's too funny. Now,
deaf.
I know why the fish are going deaf.
Why is that?
I actually know why. I have not clicked on that link.
Okay.
There's 600. No one in the world could click on see all these news reports. Now, we've interacted with the guy in Europe who has this list, and he thanked us. We sent him some really neat links,
yeah.
Things caused by global warming, and he was appreciative.
So you're telling me each one of these is a link to an actual news story?
The media is telling us that everything is caused by global warming.
Okay, so how do you explain the deaf fish?
You
said you had some insight.
Because if you want to get the temperature of the Pacific Ocean, that's really hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the whole, yeah.
Because you need to put, what, a million thermometers all over the Pacific Ocean floating, bobbing up and down, and
different
then have some guy in a dinghy go around and read the thermometers? No, yeah. That's how they used to do
it. I'm not sure how you would do that.
Now, what you can do is you can blast sonar,
yeah.
Right, from a sub to listening stations, and the speed of the signal will tell you the average temperature of the water through hundreds of miles of the Pacific Ocean.
That's neat.
It's brilliant, right?
But
fish will go deaf.
Oh, that's just sad.
That will. And, you know, when fish are deaf, they're not going to do well in school.
Oh, man.
No, but
fainting. Fainting.
But there's a better way. Now they could use satellites to get the temperature of the ocean. And that's really brilliant.
That's very accurate.
Yeah, so now we're getting better data, and the Earth has been getting cooler for a day. Fainting?
Well, no, I'm glad we're getting better data because it seems all the global warming data we had has somehow been lost. It's all disappeared. We don't know where it went from 1975
to last week. When the global warming experts in Europe and America had all their emails dumped for 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
They started fainting.
Fainting. So
global
and that's
warming is.
That's how global warming. Now wait a second here. I've got a forest decline and a forest expansion.
Both are caused by global warming.
And frogs with extra heads.
Frogs with extra heads.
Well, maybe just one frog. It says frog with extra heads.
How about four-leaf clovers? I haven't looked up that in this list, but fish getting bigger and fish shrinking, and fish downsizing. All three. Reported by the media.
Fish downsizing?
Fish bigger, fish downsizing, fish shrinking.
I wouldn't think fish had any employees. I wouldn't think they'd be downsizing.
They wouldn't be downsizing.
Here we go, Bob. Yeah. Directly related to global warming by the mainstream, medstream media. Yeah. Frostbite. Frostbite.
Now, wait a minute.
Frostbite.
Wait a minute. Now, that's just not possible, Doug. How could frostbite be caused by global warming?
Don't tell me you're a doubter. Are you a doubter?
All right. How about fish outsourcing? No. As far as I know, this list does not have fish outsourcing, but it does have fish downsizing. And it does have tuning of fish. No, it doesn't have that either. I apologize.
Kidney stones. Yep.
What else we have? We have amphibians breeding earlier.
Uh-oh.
Or not breeding earlier. Both are blamed on global warming.
Okay.
The Arctic warming and the Arctic not warming.
Well, now the warming makes sense if it's attributed to global warming. I'm not sure I follow how the Arctic is not warming, how that would be attributed.
Well, the media will blame both on global warming. How about this? Avalanches reduced.
Okay.
And avalanches increased. Both separate news media stories blamed on global warming. Baghdad snowing. Notice I just got to a B. Baghdad. I'm trying to stick with the A's. But Baghdad snow.
Snow in Baghdad.
I mean, wouldn't that be a blessing?
I think they'd love some snow in Baghdad.
That'd be like the Gore effect in Colombia.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be a blessing.
Okay, now I had to skip over the HIJKLM because there's just not enough time. Anyway, the next ice age?
Yeah.
That could be attributed to global warming.
The last ice age was because of Detroit.
Oh, yeah. That was, so let's see, that's the little ice age you mean in 17?
Yeah. Right.
Detroit was just some guy in France at that point, wasn't he? There weren't any car companies in Detroit.
Right. Better beer, worse beer. Now, the media has actually done an article that beer will be worse because of global warming, but that probably was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I would guess. And the better beer, where would that be published? In the Southern Baptist?
Yeah.
I mean, who would get scared about better beer? That's where they'd publish that.
Well, the bad beer story was obviously put out to the college students, to get the college. Now, I see that they have plants moving uphill. Plants moving uphill. And then
that's
the sad
that's
part of
thing,
this,
plants.
And you know, you've been laughing at this, but the sad sad part is that the polar bears seem to make out really poorly in the global warming economy.
Why? Why?
Polar bears get more aggressive. They go deaf. They drown.
Not the deaf again.
More, not just the fish, the polar bears.
I think we should be signing this show for the benefit of the polar bears and the fish listening.
Okay. We have a volunteer from the studio audience who is going to begin signing now. Thank you very much.
All right. Doug, polar bears, you know, that's been
really
a big
bad
thing. The global warming documentary of 2009 is basically the polar bear who can't get a seal, and he has to swim these great distances, and you feel it's the poor polar bear, and the mother has to keep the polar bear cubs away because the dad would eat the cubs,
right?
And the public schools tell our kids that we're animals, and there is no God, there is no right from wrong, and we're just animals, which is tragic. But Doug, they make everyone shed tears for the polar bear because he can't get the seal.
I know. It's just
and
sad.
It's all because of global warming. Now, if they just did a different documentary on the seals, if the documentary was on the seals and the seals are trying to get away from the mean polar bear, you would be rooting for global warming to protect these baby seals.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, people are so stupid and so gullible.
Finally, one of the scariest things attributed to global warming,
the earth slowing down.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's not nearly as scary as the one I've got.
What?
Turtles feminized.
Oh, that
can you imagine? They'll be organizing. They'll be demanding the right to vote.
Equal pay.
They'll be burning their bras in Washington, D.C. The National Organization of Turtle Feminists.
Yeah, turtle eggs, turtle soup.
That is now. Why, Bob, do you make fun of anthropogenic global warming advocates? Why is it that they get
God said
under your skin?
In his word that for as long as the earth remains, summer, winter, spring, autumn, that seasons would remain for as long as the earth is here.
That's right. That was shortly after Noah exited the ark.
Right. There was actually a global flood, which a lot of these global warming people make fun of.
Yeah.
And they could either believe Al Gore or the thermometer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One or the other. They prefer to believe Al Gore.
And I've seen the evidence for the global flood. And on a serious note,
worldwide evidence. Billions of dead things buried in rock strata laid down by water.
And I think that the deniers, the flat earthers, are people who deny the global flood.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about enough evidence to really end the debate.
Yeah. So we've got to link to this a complete list of things caused by global warming. It's hysterical.
It's so complete that it has contradictory.
Doug, before we get to the next, we've got quite a doozy of a news
story. We got too much, Bob.
This is Bob Benyart, Doug McBurney. I'm Bob Benyart Live. On the internet at KGOV.com, please invite your friends. If you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet, call us today, 800-8-NYART. Tell us about your friend, your family member, somebody you want to buy a gift for. And we've got 100 BEL products we've developed.
Yeah, we've got a resource that will make the season for them.
And a dozen third-party products. And we've got stuff people love. And you might have an enemy you've got to get a gift for.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody at work.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you just can't stand.
You want to give one of those anonymous gifts at the Secret Santa party?
Like Bob on drugs.
Yeah. Give that to your...
Yeah. Or Terry's call, or Megan's call, or Amy's call.
Some great stuff.
We got books.
The plot. Didn't we just get don't you have two pastors reading the plot?
Doug, two pastors yesterday. This was so much fun.
Now, these are leaders of flocks. These are people who are teaching the Bible.
One pastor is a Calvary Chapel pastor.
That's the one in Wyoming.
The other is a Baptist pastor.
A Baptist pastor reading the plot.
That's in Colorado.
And
the Colorado one called in, and he said, we put him on speakerphone, and he said, Bob, I'm reading the plot. I am loving it. I can't put it down. It is just so much fun to study God's word. And he's just ecstatic.
The plot is an overview of the whole Bible. If you have trouble with the details in the Bible, maybe if you understand the big picture, the overall plot of the story, you'll get to know the author better, and then you'll understand
the details.
The details.
The doctrines.
Phenomenal.
The theology.
And what, we sell
that
for like $500 a copy?
No,
how much does that go for?
Only $50.
$50. You
plus
might as well
shipping
be
and
giving
handling
it away.
Hey, Doug, and we tell people if you can't afford it, what you could afford, but we have it on CD so people could listen to it.
Yeah.
Or we got a 5-CD album set, the plot, an overview of the Bible, and all these fascinating details. Or in a book, My Life's Work, 330 pages.
Yeah. So if you're a new Christian or you're a Christian who's been flummoxed by verses and things that don't seem to fit for many years.
Things that seem to contradict, doctrinal disputes, all that stuff.
Or if you know somebody like that.
1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. We also have a dozen third-party products, fabulous, on raising kids, on creation evolution.
The whole catalog is right there at KGOV.com.
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 Now, Personhood in Colorado, we're getting signatures.
Bob, I was at Safeway for 45 minutes the other night while my daughter was earning her whatever next belt in karate.
Yeah.
I stood in front of Safeway for 45 minutes. It was late at night. I got 4 signatures.
4.
But I had one woman take 2 petitions to her church that averages about 200 people.
Praise God. So
I'm
think
telling
about
you,
that.
I'm
God.
Telling you.
Those 4 people, first of all, you're ministering to those 4 people.
Well, and I ministered to about 10 others who...
10 others, yeah. And people who say no, it's also better to give them a chance to think.
That's right.
A chance to think.
That's right. Whenever someone says no, I consider the fact that I have witnessed to them.
Yeah. And God made us in His image. God gave us the right to life. The child in the womb is made in God's image.
Amen.
Will you sign this pro-life petition to stop the killing of children in Colorado? And we talked to hundreds of thousands of people last year. We got on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it again this year. I can feel.
Call Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah.
Or Personhood Colorado. They're both distributing the same petition.
Yeah, you can go to either website, ColoradoRightToLife.com, PersonhoodColorado.com.
Yeah.
And get involved.
Yeah.
Because it's a thrill.
I'll give you a phone number for Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. Our phone number here to get on the air or to order something for Christmas for a friend, or to donate to BEL because, Doug, we need it.
Yes, always.
We need it.
Yeah, we could use some support here during the holiday season. Yeah. Now, where to go next, Bob?
Yeah.
I have, we've got strange names that people give their kids, or we've got the threatened destruction of the Republican Party.
The threatened destruction. Why don't the strange names real quick?
Okay, strange names real quick.
And then James Bob.
Why do...
purity test.
For example. Anyway.
example of strange names, James Bob.
Why is it that
Bob.
People give their kids strange names, okay?
It makes it difficult, but go ahead.
In some cases, it's easy to understand. Let's take, for example, Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa.
Now, he was just a weird person. And so you would think that he's going to give his kids some weird names.
And he was on Ludes, wasn't he?
Now, Frank never was into drugs.
Okay, good.
Allegedly, as far as we know.
All right. Well, I take it back, because I know nothing about him.
Even he didn't
other than he was a hippie-era rock and roll guy, right?
Yeah, and he didn't need drugs, because he's just a weird person.
All right.
Anyway, he named his daughter Moon Unit, or maybe that was his son.
Wait, Moon Unit?
Moon, first name,
no,
middle name, Unit.
No, that's worse than Moonbeam.
Moon Unit.
All right, Moon Unit.
And then that's his daughter, I think. Isn't that obviously a feminine name, Moon Unit?
No.
Anyway, he named his son Dweezil. So he didn't need drugs.
That is just
but he's
so,
a weirdo.
That is so rude to do to your kids.
But someone who makes psychedelic videos in 1972, you would expect this from. I mean, Sonny and Cher, they named their daughter
Sonny and Cher.
Chaz. C-H-A-Z.
All right.
She just recently became a boy, by the way, so it didn't mess her up in any way.
No. So Chaz became a boy.
Yeah, Chaz is now Chuck. I don't know.
And Cher, that was
Cher.
That's not too bad of a name.
Chaz?
Cher.
No, Cher. No, I guess not.
It's like Cheryl without the ooh.
Yeah, Cher.
Cher.
But anyway, so these weird Hollywood types, I mean, you kind of expect them to be weird.
And then people who are not liberals think, well, liberals could do this, and we're going to do it too, because we like to be creative. And so you name your kids, you know, just whatever pops into your head.
Just all kinds
like
of
crankshaft or whatever. And that's what people are doing.
That was the first thing that popped into your head.
Right.
That's what these people are doing to their kids.
And Doug, there's nothing wrong with making up a name for your kid or making up spelling, but there is a but there.
Yes.
Like if you named your kid but.
So whenever
that would be a problem, wouldn't it? So,
but wait, people, Bob, whatever someone says, there's nothing wrong with that, but I always pay attention to whatever they say after but.
So other people you expect during your child's life will have to remember their name.
That's right.
And it becomes difficult to remember names that are not names.
Right.
Names that are like names but different.
Yeah.
Names that are spelled totally different
names
than any other name.
Names that have letters that don't even associate to the phonic sounds.
Yeah, phonetic.
The phonetic sound.
So it's just difficult.
Yeah.
And, you know, every generation we have 100 more mutations, the mutational load on the human race. I think our memory is not as good as it was during the 1700s when farmers' wives wrote the most brilliant literature.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
When you read that, it's
amazing. And the ancients, and they memorized the Iliad and the Odyssey. Mm-hmm. Our memory is getting worse. And so you got 30 kids at a troop meeting, and it's really hard to remember their names because their names are not names.
Yeah.
So, but liberals doing this, it's understandable.
I'm going to make my first son, I'm going to name him Joe. I'm going to make it easy for him.
That's good.
I'm going to give him a leg up on his entire generation.
Could you name him something that is common like Joe, but even if you spell it backwards, it's the same? Like Bob.
just what's that?
Just the
talk
easiest
simple
names in the world.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I always decided Joseph from the Bible, one of my heroes from Genesis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do we want to go over the name? You talked about people who are not liberal freak rock stars or drug addicts from the 60s. Sarah Palin fits that. She's not any of those
things. She's a hunter.
She's a normal person.
She says there's room for all the animals of Alaska right next to the mashed potatoes. I mean, that's a good line.
And this is a woman who has held a dead moose's eyeballs in her bare hand.
Yeah, her dad said, could you hold these? I want to, and he had just, you know, gutted a moose that he shot.
So she's a normal person.
Normal.
Anyway, her eldest is named...
I can never keep track of her kids' names.
Okay, well, she has one, I don't know who it is. She has one kid named Track. Who she says she named him Track because it was track season. She's a sports aficionado.
And,
Track.
And that's in her book. We have so many signed copies of Sarah Palin's book because of the Palin profile.
We have a backlog.
Protest.
We need to put those
out. So we've
got
all these people reading her book. So she named him Track because it was track season.
It was track season.
And they had a conversation. What if it was baseball season? What if it was football season? And somebody said, what if it was hockey season? And she's trying to come up, and hockey season, maybe stick.
No, stick. But, no, or twig.
Well, they did name one of their kids Twig.
No, that's Trig.
Oh.
Trig with an R.
Oh, Trig.
Maybe an R with a silent H and a J, but I think it's just T-R-I-G.
Okay, no, but that's right, Trig. I see. I thought it was Twig for a moment, but I remember
well,
it's
see,
Trig.
There you go. That's a
I do remember that it
happened.
Was Trig.
Trig
is the cutest young boy.
Maybe he was named for trigonometry. We don't know. Anyway, she has another name, Bristol.
That
so
will
must
be the study of Trig when he grows up. Trigonometry.
She has a daughter named Bristol.
Bristol.
Which I must have named her during NASCAR season for the Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right.
No, she says it was for Bristol Bay, the home of ESPN.
All right.
So she's really into sports. She has another daughter named Willow. And then another child of indeterminate gender, as far as I can tell, named Piper, because we just can't figure out what Piper could be a boy, could be a girl.
Could be.
You got the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
You got a Piper Cub, which is masculine.
Now, because we're all reading Sarah Palin's book, because we got so many signed copies.
We got 12
and I can tell
copies.
You exactly what you can get for them on eBay.
Yeah.
Doug, when she thought of aborting Trig, Sarah Palin, it wasn't because he had Down syndrome. She writes, she thought he would interfere with her career. Mm. It's really, her book is sad to read. She thinks we should give condoms to kids.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second.
Kids.
Wait a second.
When her
second.
Daughter was pregnant, unmarried, she said, look, I wasn't upset about having sex outside of marriage. It was going to affect her life. And
she
then she thought again to abort Trig when she found out he had Down syndrome. These are just not the thoughts of an Oscar Schindler or a Corey Ten Boom or someone who's an adult, mature, godly person who knows right from wrong.
These are not the thoughts of the woman who is going to lead America out of the wilderness.
No, these are the thoughts of someone who's a weak Christian.
Corrupted
who
by
has
the modern culture.
Some inkling of right and wrong, but needs to be prayed for and needs to be taught.
Yeah, she does have an inkling of right and wrong. That puts her one leg up on Obama.
So Yeah.
And George right. W. Bush.
So bad names, Bop.
James Bop, Bob. After 40 years of yes. driving the pro-life movement to the brink of complete irrelevance.
Into the grave.
James Bopp is now turning his attention to the Republican
he's
Party.
He's the head of National Right to Life, basically, their general counsel
their general
for
counsel.
Decades.
And he's also...
And so now he's come up with a purity test.
Well, that's what the media calls it, the purity test. Now, he calls it the proposed RNC resolution on Reagan's unity principles for supportive candidates.
That's too long of a name. We need a better name for the purity test.
I like... Bop, bop, a loo, bop, a wop, bam, boom. It's bop. Shorter than this.
That's the bop test. Wait, how did you say that?
Wop, bop, a loo, bop, a wop, bam, boom.
Okay, let's call it that test.
The wop, bop, a loo, bop test.
And he said his test, now he was on Mitt Romney's campaign.
Is that right?
He was on the campaign staff.
Well, wait a minute now. Mitt Romney's not the most conservative of all Republicans. Do we want someone from his campaign?
He gave Massachusetts health care reform, tax-funded elective abortion. He opposed the Defense of Marriage Amendment.
That's right. By the time he left office, Massachusetts had gone straight to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it had already been in purgatory.
And now he's in charge of bringing the Republican Party back to its conservative roots.
Right. And so he put up 10, a purity test.
His 10 commandments, so
10.
To speak. Yeah.
And Mitt Romney, and he says you can fail 3 of these and still get funding from the Republican National Committee.
Now, he meant 3 of the peripheral, not that, you know, maybe like...
They're all central, Doug. They're
they
all
are.
Key. But listen to this. Number one is... smaller national debt and less government spending.
Oh, okay.
Like Obama's stimulus bill. Of course, all the Republicans supported the stimulus bill, including Sarah Palin and whoever she ran with, Bob Dole.
I don't know. I think they all took money. The son of Cain.
Number
John
two
McCain.
Was you got to oppose Obama-style health care reform.
Just Obama-style.
But yeah,
not
Mitt Romney's health care reform in Massachusetts.
That's okay.
Number eight is you have to support the Defense of Marriage Act.
No, wait. Support the retention of the Defense of Marriage Act.
This was written by a lawyer, wasn't it?
I mean, James Bob.
Support retention.
On.
So if somebody in some state is trying to defend marriage, like in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney can oppose it.
He can.
Because he wouldn't be violating number eight because That's they right. don't already have a Defense of Marriage Act.
Well, he's willing to give you 3 out of the 10, Bob. So Mitt Romney, I think, squeaks by here.
And number nine, you have to oppose government funding of abortion.
Government funding of abortion.
That's number nine, by the way, killing children.
You don't have to be fundamentally opposed to the killing of innocent
people.
You
could support abortion. You could be pro-choice, pro-Roe v. Wade, pro-everything.
By the
just oppose government funding of abortion.
And that's the third thing mentioned in the ninth point.
And Mitt Romney authorized government funding of elective abortions in Massachusetts.
Republicans should flee James Bopp.
And James Bopp was on the Romney campaign staff.
Wop-bop-a-loo-bop.
Yeah. Maranatha.